Dan Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Gaza, where thousands of Palestinians have fled the largest hospital as Israeli forces and Hamas militants battle outside the gates. Correspondent Cammie McCormick has our top story.
Palestinian officials say Shifa Hospital is surrounded by heavy gunfire. The World Health Organization chief says it's not functioning as a hospital anymore. Civilians are rushing the wounded to another hospital. At the UN in Geneva, they observed a moment of silence for their workers who have been killed.
Over the last month, 101 of our colleagues have lost their lives in Gaza.
It's the highest number of aid workers killed in the history of the UN in a short period of time.
The Hamas-run health ministry says three premature babies are among 32 Palestinians who've died at Al-Shifa over the past 3 days. Republican presidential hopeful Tim Scott has dropped his bid for the nomination. He'd been polling in the single digits. UVA political analyst Larry Sabato.
I think he emerges from this undamaged, which a lot of candidates can't say. But at the same time, he just wasn't making the progress you have to make at this late date.
Scott says he has no immediate plans to endorse another candidate. With just 5 days until the government runs out of money, House Speaker Mice Johnson is pitching a plan that includes two separate extensions. CBS's Robert Costa.
This new strategy by the new speaker is an attempt to acknowledge the political reality that he can't get what he wants at this moment in terms of spending cuts or attacking the Internal Revenue Service and its budget, but he wants to buy himself time.
Classes are canceled again today at public schools in Andover, Massachusetts. Julian DeGloria is vice president of the Teachers Association.
They took 5 hours to figure out that they could offer us 0.25% more over 4 years. This is just a joke. They want to punish the community and they want to punish us.
Teachers are also asking for better benefits and prep time. They hit picket lines Friday. There's a state of emergency in parts of Iceland where a series of earthquakes is increasing fears of a volcanic eruption.
This man was on a video call when another tremor rattled the house. Lava and smoke have been pouring out of the side of a nearby volcano. Thousands of locals have been evacuated. Iceland's famous Blue Lagoon has been closed, and the main airport near the capital Reykjavik was briefly closed after plumes of smoke covered the runways. Seismologists fear an eruption could come any day now. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggihoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers sounds like he'll sign a bill to let local election clerks start counting absentee ballots the day before Election Day. That's one of several bills on voting the Assembly sent to his desk yesterday. Another bill would enact new rules for indefinitely confined voters. The Assembly also passed a number of proposed constitutional amendments. One would ban local governments from using private money to run elections. Alliant Energy customers can expect their bills to go up about $10 a month on average next year. Wisconsin regulators approved a 2-year rate hike yesterday, which includes an average $8 a month rate hike in the second year. The main reason for the rate hikes is that Alliant Energy is making a huge investment in solar power and battery storage in Wisconsin. Alliant Energy aims to be carbon neutral by 2050. I'm Nate Wiggihoe, Civic Media News.
Another heartbreak for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lose to the Steelers 23-19. Jordan Love with a pass intended for Christian Watson intercepted at the goal line. For the fourth time this season, the Packers lose a game in the final quarter, this time on the last play of the game. Matt LaFleur.
I thought our guys competed and battled hard, and you got to give Pittsburgh a ton of credit. We were right there at the end of the game and had an opportunity to go win the game, and twice. And like many times that we've seen on tape, their defense makes a play.
Up next, the Packers host the Chargers. The Wisconsin Badgers coming off another upset loss, 24-10 to Northwestern. The Badgers now 5-5 with two games left against Nebraska and Minnesota. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tonight. The Bucks losing in Orlando 112-97 to the Magic. Coach Adrian Griffin on what his guys need to do better.
Protecting the paint and rebounding. We just have to be a little bit stronger on both ends of the basket.
That's the Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. High of 58 today, under clear skies, westerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 32 tonight. High temperatures reach up to 58 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. UK.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitloh.
Welcome back at 7:06 on Up North News Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network on this Monday, November 13th. I'm Pat Breitloh. Selena Heller is here. Greg Bach is here from Waukesha. Kristen Lyerly will be joining us at the bottom of the hour, along with a colleague, a fellow OBGYN from Ohio. And that's because some folks are finding new ways to cheat. And I'm basically talking about conservative politicians, extremists who are looking for ways now to act beyond the Constitution to try to restrict women's health care rights. The voters, you know, spoke with a loud and clear voice in Ohio last week, enshrining women's health protections in an amendment to the state constitution. And yet within days, certain politicians were talking about ways to prevent courts from interpreting that amendment, basically trying to get it so they could ignore part of the Ohio Constitution. So we will talk to Amy Burkett about that coming up in just a bit. If you'd like to reach us, our phone number here is 844-967-2789. You can call that number or text it. You can also use it quickly from the Civic Media app. You'll want to download that if you don't have it already, so you can listen to stations all across the network and the different shows that we have on at different times of day. You can email us, radio@upnorthnewswi.com. And again, upnorthnewswi.com is our homepage for Up North News, a separate entity from Civic Media, but very happy to be part of your mornings here, 5 mornings a week for the Up North News team, which includes Selena Heller, who joins us from the Eau Claire area as well. Selena, for the weekend, you said you went to Mall of America.
Yes, we had a fun little excursion over to the Mall of America. It's about an hour and a half from us, so it's not too far. It's a nice day drive, and we went to the Crayola Experience, and that was so fun. Never been to that before, so...
I've been to the Lego experience there, but I've never been to the Crayola experience. Greg's just smiling like, what is this Mall of America thing, which is 1,000 miles away from Waukesha, but you know,
I love Lego, so I'll go anywhere for it.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You are. But yeah, so
they can make their own crayons and name them. And it was so cool.
Oh, good. So you really like that then?
Mm-hmm.
Did you like it? But how about your daughter? I mean,
yes, she loved it.
It wasn't just like, oh, I can turn her loose for a while and go do some shopping. So
you pick out a color, a crayon, and then you can type in a name, and then you get a label, and then you put a label on it. So you have your very own crayon with whatever you name it. And then you get a crayon and you melt it into a mold. You can pick a mold. So of course she has a cat crayon. And I mean, there's all sorts of fun things.
Well, that reminds me, speaking of the cat, Whiskers, who is often on camera, but the one time I want to talk about Whiskers, nowhere to be found. But speaking of Whiskers, was it Kristen who made the comparison that when Whiskers was on screen there just now, is pretty much a dead ringer that Greg Bach's beard apparently has a sibling in Eau Claire. Who knew, right?
Just as gray.
Gray, soft, luxurious. It's just... So Greg's describing his beard care routine during the break here, which...
Yes.
I mean...
Because I said Whiskers was soft and silky because he just had a bath and asked Greg if his beard was soft and silky too.
And of course he's like, well, but of course.
Of course. It's very silky. It's smooth. So smooth.
Which I wouldn't bring up if the beard and the cat weren't actually dead ringers for each other. But
okay, now you just took the compliment away.
But of course, once again, I feel like I'm quoting from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. That damn cat, you know, is not not on screen the one time you actually want it. It really does. It come when you call.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. So does my beard. It's weird. I just.
Hey, we missed an important note on this day in history, and it comes our way from Roger as I cover up Greg with the Facebook comment here. What is the role of November 13th in history? And I should have had you just play this. Maybe we'll play the clip later on. It says here, on November 13th, Felix Unger was asked to remove himself from his place of residence. That request came from his wife. Deep down, he knew she was right, but he also knew that someday he would return to her. With nowhere else to go, he appeared at the home of his friend, Oscar Madison. And So begins The Odd Couple.
You know, really quick about The Odd Couple, that a lot of people don't know, it kind of went under the radar, and it was really good. There was a reboot of the TV show with Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon from The State. I mean, and it was really good. And as much as we love Matthew Perry as Chandler, he was born to play Oscar Madison.
I wish I'd have watched it more.
Yeah, it's on Paramount. It's on the Paramount Plus if you have it.
Okay.
I got to be a pigeon sister. We did the play here, and I just loved watching all the boys do their parts. But the pigeon sisters were fun.
Very nice. Selena's working on several stories for Up North News for us this week. Every week. I mean, that's part of the job. Oh, look who showed up. The cat is here. So now the folks watching on Facebook are like, oh, yeah, totally get it now. All right. So now when I see Greg, I can just go, hello, kitty. So,
yeah, I'm going to call HR real quick.
So with Veterans Day over the weekend, Selena, we let folks know about the veterans homes that you have in Wisconsin. What kind of background are you giving?
Yes, there are three veterans homes in the state of Wisconsin taking care of our nation's heroes. There are about 1,000 spots for all those veterans, and they have wait lists, of course. Everybody wants to get into those, and they're hard to get into, but if you're lucky enough, they have wonderful care. One is in Chippewa Falls, one is in King, and one is in Union Grove. So they all kind of have some neat amenities and some like barber shops and all sorts of different things that veterans can hopefully take advantage of while living there and getting care there for kind of their last days.
Yeah, the Chippewa Falls one is the newest one, and it was one of the last things I was working on in the legislature. But let's be clear, the person spearheading that was my predecessor, Dave Zien, who has been absolutely, you know, tireless. He and I don't agree. Passionate. We don't agree on a lot of things politically, but nobody matches him. Nobody exceeds him in veterans care and helping get that veterans home in Chippewa Falls put up. So it was
my good dad was there. So was I spent a lot of time there. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. And then we're going to get to a couple of more in just a moment here. But first, I want to let you know that Christina Laurie is normally here on Tuesdays to talk about what she's preparing for the Up North News daily newsletter. So this would be a good time to tell you what's in today's. One of her articles is about, you know, what is Wisconsin's most iconic food? You know, is it brats? Is it beer? Is it Kringle? Is it cream puffs? And all about how the Food Network editors are trying to come up with a defining dish from every state.
There's also an article about how the DNR is asking deer hunters to avoid setting up deer stands against ash trees because the emerald ash borer has infected and weakened many of those trees. And, you know, I'm sure most folks wouldn't be surprised to hear that many of the injuries that happen to hunters happen because of deer stands. And so you want you want to avoid the ash trees for that reason. There's also an article today about 50 classics from almost everyone's high school reading list. And then finally, and this touches on, you know, what we will talk about in our next half hour, what would a Wisconsin free from severe restrictions on women's healthcare choices look like? It comes back to a discussion we had on the radio a week ago today as Democratic lawmakers introduced a package of bills to remove abortion care limits that have been imposed by Republicans. Now, again, the bills aren't going to pass, you know, anytime soon, but it's important that folks around Wisconsin see what the state could look like if women were free to make their own decisions about their health care. Conversely, you have that Ohio constitutional amendment that conservatives are now trying to work their way around, and we'll have coverage of that with Kristen Lyerly and Dr. Amy Burkett from Ohio coming up in just a bit. First, it's time to tell you that the forecast from meteorologist from the meteorologist at Weatherology are coming up in just a sec here, but I wanted to get those 7 o'clock temperatures and bring them up for you. There we go. Lake Wissota is at 36 right now. Hayward is 39. Park Falls, 36. Wausau is at 39. Green Bay, 41. La Crosse is 35. Wisconsin Rapids, 38 degrees right now. Oshkosh, 42. Madison, 43. And Waukesha, 41. There we go. Now, here's Jennifer Fuchitsky from Weatherology to tell us more about a very good-looking day today. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning, and it really is a pretty decent looking day today, and actually a pretty calm forecast throughout the week with not too much movement until the end of the work week. Sunshine across the board today and above average temperatures as well as a warm front pushes through. Most of the state should be in the 40s, but mid to upper 50s expected for all the listening areas today. Tuesday, sunny for southern Wisconsin, a bit more cloud cover, partial sunshine from Oshkosh through central and west central Wisconsin. Temperatures pretty similar to today, mid to upper 50s, around 60 degrees as a high pressure system settles in. Wednesday, sunny for all, looks like a little warmer for some, low to mid 60s from Richland Center through Madison and over towards Milwaukee, and then still mid to upper 50s Amory through Wausau and over towards Oshkosh. Thursday looks like cloudy or becoming mostly cloudy for everyone. Temperatures once again fairly similar to Wednesday. Then by Friday to round out the work week, sunshine expected for all, but a little cooler as a cold front pushes through. Upper 40s to low 50s expected for southern Wisconsin, still slightly above average for those locations. And then mid to low 40s from Oshkosh northward, which will actually be more of an average forecast for this time of the year.
All right, Jennifer, I love hearing all the sunshine in there. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too.
Let's check some sports at 7:17. Packers lost in Pittsburgh 23-19. The Packers dropped to 3-6 on the season, and they have dropped 5 out of 6 since starting the season, 2-1. Packers will next play at Lambeau Sunday at noon against the LA Chargers. The Bucs are in Chicago tonight to take on the Bulls. They have a 2-game losing streak going after losing Saturday in Orlando. It's also their second game without Damian Lillard, who has a sore left calf. You can hear those Bucs games on several stations around the Civic Media Radio Network. They include WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center, Oshkosh Air Support, Lake Air in Amory, WRJN in Racine, locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, and 98Q Country in Park Falls. Badger football team lost at home 24-10 to Northwestern. That's now 3 straight losses, and they are at Camp Randall again this coming Saturday to take on Nebraska. Selena Heller is with us, and we'll talk more about the stories that she's putting together for us at our website, upnorthnewswi.com, in just over 60 seconds. Wherever you're listening across the state on this sunny here on the lake Monday morning, when you're here, you're up north. Back in a sec.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
earn extra cash for the holidays, visit Robert Half Diamonds for their gold buying event November 15th through the 18th. They'll buy your gold for real green, and you could walk away with tickets to see the green and gold score a touchdown in Green Bay. Score top dollar with an offer on the spot for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds, all in a relaxed atmosphere. Get free professional valuations from a local name and trusted company. You'll learn exactly what you have and what it's worth with the international experience at Robert Half Diamonds. Did you inherit jewelry that may not be to your taste but is sentimental? Why not convert it to something new and exciting? Or trade in your outdated pieces for something new? So many options. Robert Half is having their gold buying event November 15th through the 18th and is paying cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds. See him in Brookfield, just east of Moreland on Greenfield Avenue, or 76th and Layton, right on the corner of Greenfield. Visit RobertHackDiamonds.com.
The Shaw, W-A-U-K, K, 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 K.
It's a Monday morning. This is Up North News Radio. It is 7:20. Pat Kreitlow here in Chippewa Falls. Selena Heller in Eau Claire. Greg Bach is bebopping for Little Prince down in Waukesha right now. And across Wisconsin, you're going to see the unofficial state flag being flown throughout the course of the week when you see hunters hanging out their blaze orange hunting gear to get it aired out and sent free before the deer hunting season starts. And Selena, that gun deer season gets started. Can't believe it's already coming this Saturday, right?
Oh my gosh, yes, bright and early. You know, I got to get out there.
Yeah.
I've hunted in lots of years. So, you know, my brothers make me walk through the woods and there's known to be bears.
Yes.
So to get to my spot in the dark, and I'm like, can't you just like drive me on the like ATV or something like that? Nope, I have to walk through a hill and whatever in the dark, and I don't like it.
Brothers are the worst.
Yeah,
that's basically the bottom line.
Greg's not even gonna try. It's like yep,
especially when it's a baby brother. Oh, we are the absolute worst.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Mine are both older.
my experience is also similar, just in driving, helping to drive deer. As I've mentioned before, when you're doing that part, the driving, you're walking, and of course then you're not necessarily, you don't want to be noisy, but you don't have to be like, completely silent. But once that drive is done, and if you're just sitting someplace, you have to be quiet. I don't know if we've met, but I'm not very good at the quiet part of that.
Just halfway through hunting, he's just like, have you seen The Breakfast Club? It's a great movie.
I don't even know what I would say or talk about, but at some point, Dad walked me over to the pickup truck and turned on the radio and said, here, just sit in here, listen to the radio, which I loved because being such a radio head at the time, I was just like, I can tune in all these stations and listen to what's going on. And I hear a pow pow. Something must be going on out there. So not all of us born to hunt. We may be very supportive of hunting, and trust me, we are, but it's not for everybody. So Selena, at no point you don't have I got my one deer, with a Mercury tracer, but but not one by hunting.
My first deer I ever pulled the trigger on, I hit, and it was a buck running with two does, and I aimed at the buck and I hit it. I don't know how.
Wow.
Miraculous. I have no idea. My brothers came out of the woods and they're like, who got this? And I'm like, me.
Right. And they're right away suspicious. Like, nope, I'm pretty sure there was a shooter on the grassy knoll over here.
No, I did.
Still fighting to get credit for it. Another story that you're putting together and a project called Heart Spirits, and its tie-in to the ongoing effort to call more attention to the plight of missing and murdered Indigenous women. Tell us more about that.
Yes, we have a problem in this state, and so much so that the state created a task force, Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women. And so a lot of people have just gone missing. They're abducted, trafficked. So students are even getting involved, which is kind of a neat thing, a neat project they're doing to bring awareness to the problem called Heart Spirits, and that's in Black River Falls. And they've invited legislators, elders, tribal elders, and a lot of people to the school, and they make a heart, a clay heart, and then display them in the school, one for each missing and murdered person in Wisconsin, and then they pay special attention to the Indigenous women, and then they give the hearts to families in the spring when they have a powwow. So it's kind of a neat whole process, and they get a lot of people involved, and they involve a lot of the Native American students who are in the school district as part of the project, really pay special attention to the culture and awareness of that whole situation.
Yeah, I mean, you've got cultural issues that are at play there, as well as different law enforcement jurisdictions, which might make, right, you know, a case very much more difficult to work on. And so right now it really is at a point of trying to call more attention to the problem before you can truly fight the problem, is make more people aware that it exists and that, you know, your help may be necessary.
Right. And you mentioned the jurisdiction, because, you know, this, the sovereignty issues and municipal law enforcement don't know where their boundaries are, and the tribal law enforcement, they have their own entities too. So they don't know, okay, where it happened here and can I go here? So there's a lot of confusion.
Mm-hmm. So look for that story on our website as well. And then National Signing Day for high school athletes. This one, I think it's great. These student athletes, they work really hard. And I imagine these high school students being recruited and then they're signing letters of intent. That didn't happen to somebody like me. It was more like, in hindsight, there should have been a letter of intent that I signed with, you know, Shenanigans on Water Street. Like, okay, I'm going to college and I will be... I'll be frequenting your establishment rather than, say, the football team or something.
Today we signed Patty Shenanigans.
Well, it started with Trader and Trapper, but that's not there anymore. So then it was Shenanigans.
If there was like a radio show signing, maybe that could be for you.
That would have been great. Yeah, WUEC in Eau Claire is proud to announce that this idiot from Apple Valley is going to be working with us now. No, what tell us about the actual purpose of National Signing Day for the athletes.
Well, you know, it's become a big celebrated day. It never used to be, but, you know, you put a TV camera in front of these high school kids and make some backdrops and your colors of your new college and balloons. And it's become a kind of a big deal for all these kids that have been, you know, deciding where to go to college, where they're going to play baseball. So this signing day was excluded football and basketball. So for the other sports, and, you know, they don't have to sign on this day, but many do to, you know, get the pomp and circumstance of it all. But they haven't until August 1st. To sign. This is the signing period. But, you know, for parents and the kids, it's a big deal. And it's, you know, just a fun day to, you know, have them say what they're going to do. And they get to play after high school.
All right. I don't know why you're putting the ball on the tee for Greg to rip into me for being an old man, but I'm going to go ahead and do it. You know, back in my day, we didn't have letters of intent. We also didn't have gender reveals. And prom was done in the gym. Oh, it wasn't $1,000 affair with everything. And training camp for the NFL, you used to just go to camp. Now it's a big production, the NFL. Everything has to be a production.
Are you done, Grandpa?
There we go. That's what I was waiting for. Okay,
I feel better. Is Grandpa Pat, did he get out again?
These are nice achievements. It's just that everything is an event now.
This is more for the parents, though. Like, kids don't want this stuff. Parents want this stuff. They want the attention. The kids don't care.
Yeah,
I mean, they might.
I don't think as much as the parents do.
Yeah.
Kids playing in college like that.
Hey, if it involves a scholarship and you're saving some serious money.
Yeah, then tuition, that's good.
Yeah, then that works. Definitely works in their favor. So Selena's got these stories and more. Check us out over at upnorthnewswi.com and her visits here on Monday mornings. Thank you, Selena. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you a little later today.
You too. All right. All right. See you later.
See ya. Now, when we come back, we're going to turn back to the more serious discussion of voters in more than half a dozen states have already made clear that they are not going to stand for abortion bans, and they are going to constitutionally protect a woman's right to her reproductive health care. And yet, just days after the Ohio amendment passed, conservatives are talking about ways to cheat and get around it. So we'll talk to an OBGYN from Ohio, joining Dr. Kristen Lyerly next. You're up north.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Israeli troops are surrounding Gaza's largest hospital today, where Israel claims Hamas is using doctors and patients as human shields. In the streets, James Denislow of Save the Children UK says...
Disease and public health issues are rampant, let alone the fact that people are hungry, people are drinking dirty water, there's reports of people having to drink from toilets.
Republican Tim Scott has dropped out of the presidential race, telling Fox News...
Romans 8:28, such an important scripture, says that... All things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. I think the message is clear for me right now.
The new House Speaker Mike Johnson has proposed a plan to keep the federal government funded past Friday. His bill includes two separate extensions. CBS's Robert Costa.
This gives him about 2 or 3 months to think through how can he try to get the Democrats to make some concessions, especially in the Senate where they have the majority.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Microsoft is looking to expand their data center in Mount Pleasant in southeast Wisconsin. The company plans to spend $1 billion to purchase 1,000 acres to construct more data centers. The data centers are built on the land that was set aside for the Foxconn development that never came to fruition. Governor Ever says he's thrilled to be working with Microsoft to grow their operations in Wisconsin. More layoffs at the University of Wisconsin. UW-Parkside in Kenosha plans to cut almost 10% of its workforce over the next year. About 50 full-time jobs will be cut through a combination of voluntary separations, layoffs, and attrition. According to an email to employees, layoff notices will go out in February for people being let go in April or May. This comes after similar cuts at UW-Platteville and Oshkosh and to a lesser extent at Green Bay. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. High of 58 today, under clear skies, westerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 32 tonight. High temperatures reach up to 58 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Did you know there are some secrets behind the long-running popular Trans-Siberian Orchestra concert?
Organized chaos.
That's my favorite kind of show.
It's the best show ever.
Al Petrelli is the music director, guitarist, and an original member of Trans-Siberian Orchestra. TSO kicks off its winter tour in Green Bay November 15th.
Not only is there two shows in Green Bay on November the 15th, there's a show in Council Bluffs, Iowa on the 15th.
But that's not all. In 46 days, TSO has 104 shows.
This thing grew up. It opened its eyes 28 years ago. It has grown up and broken every rule.
Breaking rules by taking two TSO bands on the road to perform in two cities almost every night. The tour ends in Milwaukee, 62 cities after Green Bay. One other secret, every stop includes a portion of the ticket sales given back to local charities. Learn more at trans-siberian.com. I'm Terry Barr.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw. WAUK. UK. 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 UK.
Terry Bell joining us with three things you need to know to start the week. We're visited, we visit once again now with Dr. Kirsten Lyerly and also Dr. Amy Burkett from Ohio for reasons we've discussed earlier. What's happening in Ohio just days after a constitutional amendment passed. Dr. Amy, good morning. And first off, congratulations for as long as it lasted.
Good morning, and thank you so much. It is still a victory despite what's going through the news cycle.
Well, yes, let's dwell on that for a second. What did you think of the result when you saw the numbers?
We were right where we thought we were going to be. I would have really liked to have been over 60%, not going to lie. I would have liked to have shown them that even though we defeated the August add-on election, it would have been really nice to have that in our pocket too, but we were right where we thought we were going to be. We were right where the polling had shown post-Dobbs. I'm just so proud and honored that Ohioans stood with the doctors and said, no, we are not going to let you take away our reproductive rights. We don't care how gerrymandered we are. We don't care who is in, the legislature in Columbus. We want our reproductive rights protected, and we're willing to go to the polls and put it in our Constitution to do so.
Which you would think, the Constitution, there it is. It's the ultimate law of the land. And yet, after the vote on Friday, the state Republican Party in Ohio unveiled a new tactic trying to stop the courts from allowing the new amendment to take effect. In a press release, they said, to prevent mischief by pro-abortion courts with issue one, Ohio legislators will consider removing jurisdiction from the judiciary over this ambiguous ballot initiative. The Ohio legislature alone will consider what, if any, modifications to make to existing law based on public hearings and input from legal experts on both sides. And that's a very long way of saying we're going to cheat. We don't care about democracy, but I especially love this line, Dr. Amy, removing jurisdiction from the judiciary, as if you can just do that to a co-equal branch of government.
There are some creative things going on in Columbus. It's some of it's just, trying to rattle up their base and trying to give them some sort of thought that maybe they can sort of go around and get the things the way they want it, despite the fact of what the clearly majority of people want in Ohio. So I think it's interesting that in Ohio, we are going to take it right to the Supreme Court because they know that that's where we're going to go because the legislature is not an option. In Michigan, they're sort of where they have the legislature. They're saying, okay, we're going to sue and say this is unconstitutional under the U.S. Constitution because they don't have control in Michigan. So two different approaches to two different legislatures and who's in control. It's been some very interesting political scrambling in my little ACOG district, my little world.
They're throwing whatever they can at the wall just to see what's going to stick. And I think one of the most interesting things that we've seen is that Republicans like Nikki Haley and Ronna McDaniel, the chairwoman of the Republican Party, are trying to take a moderate stance. And they're saying things like, let the people choose, which is what we saw in Ohio and in other red states like Kansas, Kentucky, and Montana. Seven states have had ballot initiatives like this where we've seen these kinds of outcomes. The people have overwhelmingly stood up for the right to make their own healthcare decisions, stood up for abortion access. 11 more ballot initiatives are coming in 2024. Yep. That is the voice of the people. And we know that for Democrats, this is a winning issue. But for us and for our patients and for their families, this isn't an issue. This is about freedom. It's about having the freedom to make our most personal healthcare decisions without political interference. That's what the people want. And that's what we saw in Ohio.
100%. And we saw that in other states too. Look at what Virginia did. Virginia, you know, they tried to sell this idea of 15 weeks as a like middle ground. And people were like, absolutely not. We do not want a middle ground. We want what the doctors say is right. And not only did they keep control, I believe, in the Senate, but they took over their house. In Pennsylvania, the Supreme Court there was up, and the gentleman who won ran on a platform of reproductive rights, and he said, I will protect these. People have come out and said, we used to not vote on this, but it's very clear if we don't, we're going to lose it, and we're not going to have that anymore.
Couldn't agree more.
Looking at some of the other states as well, we have in Kansas, which kind of started this all with voters saying, no, this is about our freedom. And yet, despite voters overwhelmingly deciding to keep abortion rights in the state constitution, the legislature there is still trying to pass laws that would restrict abortion access. And then there's a little place called Wisconsin, where after, again, a new state Supreme Court justice was elected with an overwhelming majority, the talk immediately turned, Kristen, toward impeaching Janet Protasiewicz. Again, no different than the referendum. They're trying to overturn the will of the voters.
Mm-hmm. Right. And here in Wisconsin, we don't have the option of a ballot initiative like this. So all we can do in Wisconsin is elect Democrats. And I intentionally say Democrats, because the Republicans, as much as they like to talk about freedom, have clearly been actively working to take away our freedoms here in Wisconsin for years with all of these little trap laws and barriers and restrictions. So there is, in Wisconsin, no other way out of this besides electing Democrats.
Amy, the partisan part of it, you know, those are strong words from Kristen, but deservedly so, not just because of what politicians try to appear moderate and then they're not when they get elected, but U.S. Supreme Court justices themselves, essentially that conservative majority has perjured themselves by saying during their confirmation hearings that Roe v. Wade was settled law, and because of stare decisis, there was no real reason to go back until, of course, they had the votes. And so, I mean, that is the ultimate bad faith argument. And I've got to think now with this news in Ohio, if there was going to be any faith or trust in respecting the will of the voters, it probably disappeared on Friday.
100%. I think that as soon as we started to hear them coming out with ways to go around the will of the people clearly spoke, despite how much misinformation and outright lies were out there. The people have clearly said, we read the amendment. We know what it says. We know what you put in that summary that's not true. And we're voting for our reproductive rights. And so now they said, well, we only want to hear from the people if the people let us be in charge and let us run the show. So I think that hopefully we will continue to see that awakening in 2024 and start to see our legislature swing the other way where it belongs and brings a voice back to the people in Columbus.
How many different ways do the people have to say this is what we want in Ohio? I mean, they have said it in the Republicans have been obfuscating in so many different ways. I mean, look at what happened with the previous election where they tried to change the rules to the game. And then they summarized what is a pretty easy to read amendment in a very partisan and non-objective way. There have been all of these different ways that they've tried to fool the people into voting against their own best interests.
Yeah, I think that they, there's this, like you said, this throwing things at the wall to see what will stick, and nothing is sticking right now. They cannot fool the people anymore. They took away Roe, which a lot of people saw as the backstop. They said, okay, they do these little trap laws, these little restrictions. The docs say that's not good, but you know, I still have some access in my state. And when you stripped that and people lived under 12 weeks of no abortion access, and they were worried about their health and safety of their daughters, their nieces, their wives, their grandchildren, people changed and people have realized that if they don't vote on this, it's going to get taken away from them. And I really hope to see the momentum we have built for this in 2023 carry through to 2024, where we put people up and say, if you're not going to protect our rights, our basic rights to evidence-based medicine, we are not voting for you. We will find a new candidate. We will find a new representative who speaks our voice.
I want to jump on that issue of the ballot summary that Republicans wrote. And as noted in news reports, it's longer than the actual amendment, as you said. And it, for example, the amendment guarantees the right of a person to continue their pregnancy, protects that decision from state interference. But the new ballot language flipped that, claiming the amendment would, quote, always allow an unborn child to be aborted if in the treatment physician's determination the abortion is necessary to protect the pregnant woman's life or health. It also, the amendment, protects multiple categories of reproductive decisions, including contraception, fertility treatment, continuing pregnancy, miscarriage care, and abortion. But the altered ballot language only lists abortion. While the amendment uses the medical term fetus, the new ballot language has substituted unborn child, phrasing that inserts personal views regarding the beginning of life. Again, this is political malpractice. And unfortunately, Amy, they got away with it, but they didn't when the voters actually went to the ballot.
Yeah, they got away with it because the Supreme Court, we now list whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. I'm not sure why a judge should be a Republican or a Democrat, but we list that. And so people vote down the ticket that way. I think people are going to think twice about that because nobody thought that language was good. If you actually wanted the truth. Now, if you didn't want the truth, that language looked really good to you because it was politicized. It was meant to pull at your heartstrings. And every English teacher I know would say, how can the summary be longer than the actual amendment? Just put the amendment there. But they didn't want
that. That's crazy.
The word summary kind of comes into play on this rather than detailed explanation. So where do you go from here? You've already alluded to the 2024 elections for legislature. Are people back to having to raise money for legal challenges to all of this as well? Where do you go after your 5 hours of peace and quiet before things got crazy again?
Well, certainly you have a party because I think we, deserve that. But yeah, the money doesn't stop, right? There's already in the works from the Democrats a bill to repeal a lot of the laws. And in fact, Attorney General Yost was kind enough to put out a document saying which laws he thought could be repealed based on the amendment, even though the opposition has said that nothing can be repealed. We actually have a document from our attorney general that says what could be repealed. And so that's a great place to start building some legislation. Now, do we think that legislation is gonna, swiftly go through committee and to the floor and be passed? I mean, that would be what should happen, right? Based on the people passing an amendment, but I don't think any of us think that's gonna happen. So we realize we're gonna have to use the courts and we're gonna have to hope that the courts actually do the right thing.
And I suppose for you and for Dr. Lyerly, as members of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, these ACOG meetings and briefings are, not going to get any easier, Kristen.
No, but we're ready. Mm-hmm. We are undeterred. We know that we've been fighting this our whole career. And, frankly, for Dr. Amy and myself, this was an issue when we got into medicine. It has continued to decay. And now we are in this situation where we're finally feeling like we can do something about this. So this victory in Ohio is a huge victory, but there's so much more to do. But we're battle ready. And, we stand with the people. We know that what the people want. We sit in exam rooms with our patients and hear their stories. So it's incumbent upon us as physicians who care for people and families to get out there and use our voices and to compete on the stage that politicians have brought this issue to.
Kristen Lyerly and Dr. Amy Burkett, thank you so very much for this update. I wish it was under better circumstances, but as we've said repeatedly here, the people are on your side. So good luck. Amy, thank you again.
Thanks.
All right. And Kristen, you have a great day. We'll see you for Hometown Health on Thursday.
Can't wait.
All right. Terry Bell, Civic Media News Director, has three things you need to know to start the week. Right after this, you're up north. In a couple of years, they have built
a home, sweet home. The Shaw, WAUK. Earn extra cash for the holidays. Visit Robert Half Diamonds for their gold buying event November 15th through the 18th. They'll buy your gold for real green, and you could walk away with tickets to see the green and gold score a touchdown in Green Bay. Score top dollar with an offer on the spot for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds, all in a relaxed atmosphere. Get free professional valuations from a local name and trusted company. You'll learn exactly what you have and what it's worth with the international experience at Robert Half Diamonds. Did you inherit jewelry that may not be to your taste but is sentimental? Why not convert it to something new and exciting? Or trade in your outdated pieces for something new? So many options. Robert Half is having their gold buying event November 15th through the 18th and is paying cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds. See him in Brookfield, just east of Moreland on Greenfield Avenue, or 76th and Layton, right on the corner of Greenfield. Visit RobertHackDiamonds.com.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
With three things you need to know to start the week. Terry, how are you?
I'm great, Pat. How are you?
Well, fine. But again, between the Packer football team, the Badger football team, and then the Badger women's volleyball team with that unexpected loss at Penn State Saturday, you know.
That was a tough one, yeah. It's been a bad weekend for Wisconsin sports, volleyball in particular. You know, this really puts the streak of Big Ten championships in jeopardy. Two losses on the conference season. Penn State's a good team. They almost beat Nebraska recently, and they beat the Badgers in four sets. So that makes that big showdown with Nebraska on Black Friday even more important, not only for a chance at a championship, but also for seeding in the tournament.
Oh yeah, very much so. I mean that was going to be a popular match already. Mm-hmm. Now with the stakes even higher, it's really going to be something that folks watch. We began the program this morning, almost 2 hours ago, talking about what's happening in Mount Pleasant and what was, you know, once upon a time something that was simply referred to as, you know, Foxconn and, you know, the Foxconn campus and the project or the boondoggle, depending on how you look at it. But really now during the Evers administration, you've found a way to turn lemonade, you know, their lemons into lemonade, with Microsoft now seeing the potential for what's going on there. What's the latest on that?
Well, Mount Pleasant is, by some accounts, I see about doubling its investments in Racine County, and is buying up land to build more buildings for its data centers in southeast Wisconsin. So, you know, definitely from an economic development standpoint, it's good news. It should be bringing jobs to southeast Wisconsin and bolster the tax base down there and kind of fulfill the promise of what this piece of land had back when the Foxconn announcement was first made.
So Microsoft, for folks that missed it earlier, in building and now expanding the plans for this data center, when we talk about things, you know, going up to the cloud or being in the cloud, they're basically building a cloud. You know, these data centers are filled with servers, computer servers that facilitate. They're basically internet hubs. We just call them clouds now instead of hubs. And they each employ, you know, a couple of hundred people. So for Microsoft to see that potential in southeast Wisconsin and to also right size the Foxconn deal, because look, it's not 13,000 workers, but 1,000 workers is nothing to sneeze at. It feels like everything about that area has been kind of, you know, right tracked. You know, it was like, okay, is it going to be nothing? And now you see some real potential there.
It's, you know, a lot of people say it's good to see something there. I think people don't care if it's Foxconn or Microsoft or, you know, Acme Anvils, you know, just as long as something Something that's contributing to Wisconsin's economy is happening there.
That's why I saw the coyote over there before long, chasing after a roadrunner. The fall session of the legislature still going on. And one of the things that one of the many issues is a stadium renovation funding plan for the Brewers. It has passed the assembly. The Senate's considering it, but it's still, I guess, too soon to tell if this is going to pass the Senate.
Well, yeah, for a bill whose goals almost everyone agrees on, the details are bogging this down, and it goes to the Senate floor tomorrow. And as of this morning, there aren't the votes to pass it. It needs 17 votes to pass, and at last check, the head count was 9 in favor. So there are a lot of lawmakers, Republicans and Democrats, who need convincing. So there are a lot of constituencies that need appealing to, and I imagine those talks have been going on all weekend long, probably happening right now, and will probably extend to amendments on the floor tomorrow. It's going to be that close.
So they are actually putting it on the floor to debate tomorrow?
That is my understanding.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that would be interesting.
Greg.
Yeah.
Sound like you were going to say something.
No, I was just breathing.
Oh. Okay. All right.
Well, I was going to say it's starting to become weirdly reminiscent of the all-night debate on whether the state should help fund replacing County Stadium with what became Miller Park. That was a long session, Governor Tommy Thompson twisting arms until sunrise and finally getting that one extra vote that he needed. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, again, there's a lot of times I don't miss my Senate career, but that would be an interesting place to be tomorrow if that kind of activity is what's going on.
Could potentially be a very, very long day and night.
Mm-hmm. And finally, the UW, of course, has been in the crosshairs of Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and other Republicans over having diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI offices, staff members, programs. It's, you know, really, it's getting in the way of proper support for workforce development efforts. Terry, what's the latest on that?
Well, last week, the universities put out a plan. What the speaker said is that that the Republicans were going to cut $32 million from the system's budget, they'd put it back if that money was for workforce development. Last week, the universities put out a plan to bolster its computer science, engineering, and nursing programs in particular to the tune of $32, which in the mind of President Jay Rothman satisfies their side of the deal. It sounds like Voss and Republicans still want DEI cuts, so this is far from over.
Yes, it is. So for a session that most fall sessions are somewhat quiet, and maybe after the state budget is done, it's where you see some smaller bipartisan legislation pass. And this has been a very different one indeed. It's going to get a lot of attention from you and the rest of the Capitol Press Corps, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's probably one of the most contentious things that the lawmakers are dealing with this fall. You're absolutely right.
All right. Terry Bell with three things you need to know to start the week. Civic Media News Director updates throughout the day across the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you, Terry, very much.
Thank you, Pat.
Have a great start to the week. And then tomorrow, it looks like we're going to talk about farm immigrant laborers and driver's licenses and making sure that our roads are safe. So look for that tomorrow. Reminder that Up North News is the Wisconsin digital outlet for Courier Newsroom, a separate entity from Civic Media. You can stay up to date with what we're doing, some unabashedly Wisconsin news, by signing up for our daily newsletter. That's at upnorthnewswi.com. Click newsletter in the banner on top of our homepage, or click store. There's things there too. Greg, I still got to get you a t-shirt or a tote bag. Or
those shirts are so wonderful.
I know. It's like, you can do that Christmas shopping.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Heck yeah.
Oh, heck yeah. So, again, if you want social media updates, look up Up North News WI on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can follow me as well. Look for Pat Kreitlow Up North at Facebook, or Pat Kreitlow at Twitter, Threads, Instagram, TikTok, and Blue Sky. And, of course, you can get all of our shows by podcast. Just go to civicmedia.us. Have a great Monday. We'll see you back here 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Your home.
home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6
on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.